Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
It's almost Valentine's Day, so I'm thinking something romantic, but sprinkle in a little evil.
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here by myself today. Jamie is still at home recuperating from the flu. Bless his heart, I think his entire family has had it. It's been awful in Kentucky. Schools are near record lows in attendance because of the flu. Somehow my family's managed to stay away. It's just a matter of time. But we do have a crime story for you today, but it'll just be me reporting it. But I thought, you know, love is in the air. Valentine's Day is coming up soon, and hopefully, if you're a lady, hopefully you are going to be well taken care of and loved on and all that. But I want to talk to you about a dirtbag, because there is nothing that is supposed to be more important in a young woman's or a young man's life than their wedding. Especially, for some reason, my daughter, who is not even a teenager yet, has been dreaming of this big day, and I've been dreading it. But there was a man who owned a wedding venue. The man's name was Jason Lottman. He is 41 years old, and he is the owner, or was the owner, of Champagne Manor. What a great name. But this was a wedding venue in Monroe, North Carolina. But things looked amazing from the outside. This place was absolutely gorgeous. It was a sprawling mansion. It had a beautiful landscape yard where you could get married, and people were paying high prices to be married there. Reportedly, he would accept payments that ranged anywhere from $20,000 all the way up to $50,000 for couples to enjoy his services and his venue. And he offered comprehensive wedding packages. They were supposed to include catering and, you know, flowers and every other thing that you could imagine an expensive, elaborate wedding would have. But what couples have recently been finding out is that as their wedding dates approached, they were getting phone calls from the vendors directly demanding payments for services that they thought had already been covered, because they had given Lottman their money. So again, he's taking all this money in, he's reserving the day, and he's arranging everything. So you give him all your money, you don't have to worry about a thing. He's going to take care of all the catering, the flowers, all that. But then right before the couples are supposed to get married, those vendors that are doing the catering and the flowers and all the other services that they had been promised are calling them saying, we need your money or we're not making this happen. So you could imagine the frustration, the physical turmoil that these people are going through to realize, we've already paid for it. What do you mean you need our money? Lottman was pocketing the money and not booking any of the services. And actually the property, the venue itself, the mansion, was already going through foreclosure. So he was booking events knowing full well that this property was not going to be available at the time of these weddings because he was not going to be the owner anymore. As if this isn't bad enough, Lottman also initiated a scheme known as the Partner Program. So he would solicit significant investments under the guise of funding venue upgrades. So he would approach investors and say, hey, we need this kind of upgrade done to the mansion. It's going to cost this amount of money. If you want to be my investor, then you can be a part, you know, I'll pay you back plus some. Basically, he assured investors that they would have substantial returns, but again, he failed to disclose to those people that the property was already in foreclosuring, in the process of being foreclosed. So rendering any kind of repayment was not logical or not going to happen because he wasn't going to be the owner of this place. Well, when the couples and these people started to catch on to Lottman's evil ways, they contacted the authorities, and detectives discovered that Lottman was accepting deposits, but then he was also selling items that he had bought with the money that he was getting from these funds. He was basically taking in the thousands of dollars from investors and people who wanted to use the venue for their weddings. He was then buying things on like around town. We don't know what kinds of things these are right now. I've tried to look for them, but then he was selling those things on Facebook Marketplace. So basically he's taking your money, buying items, selling those items to get more money. Well, police saw what he was doing and they organized a sting operation and they posed as potential buyers and actually arranged to meet Lottman at a local storage facility. And during this meeting, Lottman was arrested and he is currently being held in the Union County Detention Center under a $1 million secured bond. There are likely going to be additional charges that are brought against him. He has another court appearance scheduled for this month, February 27th. And authorities are still in the process of gathering evidence against him. So they're actually saying that, hey, if you believe that you have been defrauded by Lottman or possess any information related to this case, they urge people to contact the Union County Sheriff's Office. Guys, this is an awful, heartbreaking case. Could you imagine planning and spending so much money on one of the most important days of your life only to realize that you have been scammed? And I don't know that these people are ever going to get their money back. I'm sure that during the court proceedings, if this man is found guilty, I'm sure restitution will be something that is presented to the victims. But I think we've covered enough cases to know that you're almost never going to get all of your money back. And restitution can be paid over years, if not decades, and you're going to get pennies on the dollar. So heartbreaking for everyone involved in this case, and I hope that for their sake, we see swift justice. But that is going to do it for today's episode of True Crime to Go. Join us this Friday. We have a True Crime to Go episode twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And hopefully my good buddy Jamie will be feeling better and be able to make it into the studio to record that one with me. Until then, though, I will say join us next time. Leave a rating and a review. And would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.